VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he has been given expanded authority to use military troops to protect border agents at the southwestern border. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The new authorities from the White House come with the Trump administration believing the migrant caravans pose a danger to Border Patrol personnel.
We have identified over 500 criminals.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday while touring the border. Mattis says he'll only exercise the new authority if Nielsen makes a specific request. He says the troops could use lethal force if necessary and could also temporarily detain migrants if there's violence.
I would put it in terms of minutes.
Insisting to reporters here the troops will not do law enforcement and do not have arrest authority.
The United States said Wednesday it will scale back military exercises with South Korea next year, so the exercises are not a hindrance to diplomacy over ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Mattis said the exercises will be reduced in scope in 2019. North Korea has frequently objected to the exercises, viewing them as a threat to its existence as a nation. Interpol's General Assembly voted Wednesday to make South Korea's Kim Jong-un its new president. Kim had been serving as the International Crime-Fighting Organization's acting president and will serve a two-year term. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had strongly endorsed him. The Kremlin accused the opposition to the Russian candidate, who was a front-runner in the vote, of participating in election interference. Kim replaces China's Meng Hongwei, who had been held in his native country on allegations of bribes. This is VOA News.